Ecclesiastes very, very quickly. Draw me. Draw me, Lord. I'll come running after you. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. It is hard to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our voice. So we lift our voice to offer up our praises to you, Lord. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Very briefly, understanding the fear of the Lord. Precisely, the objective is what the topic is. Understanding what is in the fear of the Lord. In the first service, we said many people love God, but not many people fear God. The love of God can cause you to make it to church, but the fear of God causes you to make it to heaven. You can make it to church because you love God, but you make it to heaven because you fear God. In addition, there are many who have faith in God, but not many have the fear of God. Faith, I believe, and I believe that God exists. I believe that God can do this or that. But not many have the fear of God. Faith in God and the fear of God will produce different results. Faith in God guarantees results on earth. You don't need faith in heaven. But the fear of God guarantees eternal results plus eternity in heaven. Faith in God guarantees results on earth. The fear of God guarantees eternal results plus eternity with God. I'm sure you know that your faith can give you results on earth and you still end in hell. That is, you exercise faith until you got a husband, you got a wife, you exercised faith and got fruit of the womb, you exercised faith and made demands on God until God gave you a good job and some blind people saw and deaf people heard, but you still ended in hell. That was why he said, some people will say, did we not do mighty works in your name? And then he said, I will tell you, depart from me, you who walk iniquity. So faith in God is not enough. It will guarantee our results on the earth, but the fear of God guarantees our results for eternity. Results for eternity plus eternity with God in heaven. The question is, what is the fear of God? I mentioned two in the first service. I won't go there because of time. For the sake of this service, first, the fear of God is one, it is existence under the command and dictates of the Lord. This is number one for this service and number three overall. It is existence under the command and the dictates of the Lord. Fear God and keep His commandments. Ecclesiastes 12:13. It is living in submission to the demands and dictates of your Maker. Living in submission to the demands and dictates of your Maker. What He demands and what He dictates is what directs your life. The fear of the Lord means that the word of your God is law for your life. His word is law. His word is law. The fear of God means that there is no negotiation with His instruction. You don't negotiate with Him. His instruction is your command. The fear of the Lord means that Jehovah has the final say. He has the final say in your life. Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say. There are those whose lives are lived by the dictates of society. What society dictates is how they live. This is how to behave now. This is how to dress now. Even if that dressing is a naked dressing, this is how to act now. This is how to get a job now. This is how to get to university now. This is what to do. And they live by the dictates of society. Their lives are under the control of the crowd. But that is not with the man who has the fear of God. If the whole world decide to go one direction, and God said, this is the direction to go, you face the direction of God because you are in the fear of God. Is God speaking to anybody here today? The dictates. You don't even live under the dictates of your own flesh. I told some people some time ago, I said, the reason why I'm ready to preach anything is I can preach against myself if need be. If the scripture, if my own life is contrary to the word, I won't spare me. So I won't spare nothing. You come to the point in your life where what you want is not what has the final say. What your passion and your flesh and all the tendencies you have want is not what has the final say. It is what God wants that has the final say. What God wants has the final say. What God wants has the final say. Not what a boyfriend wants or a girlfriend wants or a boss in the office wants or society wants, but what God wants. The only person you are careful not to offend is God. Not necessarily your husband or wife or friend or boss. The only person you are careful not to offend is God. It's living your life by the dictates and the commands and the demands of the Creator. What is The fear of God, number two. Did you understand the first one I mentioned? Number two, it is existence with a conscience that is void of offense towards God and towards man. A conscience that is void of offense. A conscience that is void of offense towards God and towards man. Acts chapter 24 and in verse 16. He said, and herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience that is void of offense toward God and toward man. Existence with a conscience that is awake. A conscience that is aware. A conscience that is alive. A conscience that is awake. A conscience that is aware. A conscience that is alive. There are people who don't have a conscience that is alive. They are married to a wife who is dying under their nose and they are not aware. They have children that are under pressure and it doesn't bother them. When people shed tears, it makes them laugh. There are people like that. But the man or the woman who fears God is the one who does not have a conscience that is seared with a hot iron. There are people whose consciences are seared with a hot iron. That is not that kind of man. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2, he says about people, talking about people who speak lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Those are people. The Bible says they have gone beyond feeling. They feel nothing. One man broke the heart of 12, 13 women. I will marry you, break, marry you, break, marry you, break. And then he's walking about and it's normal. No. I discussed with someone some time ago and I said, this relationship that you and this person have that broke and is the pain of it is so painful, man, I want you to pray until that girl gets married before you start thinking of marrying. Since you said it won't work between the two of you, you take it as a burden to make sure she gets married. Yes, that is to show that even if it is not working between the two of you, you still have the heart to feel her pain. And it worked out. It worked out that way. It worked out neatly. I've given many people such counsels. We should be sensitive to human feelings. The fear of God gives you childlike conscience. The tenderness of a child. The tenderness of a baby. When people hurt, you grieve, literally. The tenderness of a baby, the tenderness. When you have the fear of God, to say sorry is easy, both to God and to man. Oh Lord, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean this. Forgive me. That was the difference between David and Saul. David could easily apologize for what he did. Saul will explain it away. Existence with a conscience that is awake. A conscience that is alive. A conscience that is aware. Existence with such a conscience. That is the fear of God. What are the things that will activate the fear of God? Number one is the knowledge or the revelation of God. There is something you will see about God. There is a side of God you will know that will cause you fear. In the first service, we saw how in Genesis chapter 28 and in verse 16, Jacob was in Bethel and he saw a ladder set up from the earth to heaven. Angels ascending and descending. The Lord was on the top of it. And he awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Dreadful. If you are battling with the fear of God, just ask God, reveal yourself to me. Show me the you I don't know. Because our God, he's a consuming fire. Show me the you that I don't know. Give me a revelation of yourself. I believe it will settle me and sort me out. Give me a revelation of yourself. Number two is the walking or the activity of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord, we saw in the first service, is the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Now, anywhere the Spirit moves, the fear of God thrives. In Acts chapter 5 and in verse 13. And of the rest does no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. While they were flowing in the climate of the Holy Spirit, the normal people were afraid to attach themselves to the apostles and the disciples because the Holy Ghost was in motion. It is not possible to pray in tongues and lack his fear. It is not possible to have the genuine, authentic Holy Spirit from heaven and lack the fear of God. It's not possible. It's not possible. The working of the Spirit, number three, the judgments of God. The judgments of God. When Pharaoh was buried in the Red Sea and the host of Egypt, the Bible said the children of Israel feared the Lord. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 30 to verse 31. Does the Lord save Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians? And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord. The fear of the Lord. In Acts chapter 15, verse 11. After the judgment of Ananias and Sapphira, chapter 5 rather, verse 11. After the judgment of Ananias and Sapphira, great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. Great fear. The judgment. Listen, there are judgments that will happen in this generation, and in this season, and in this nation, and around your life, that will make those who know us to fear God, and make those who know us to fear God, and make our nation to fear God, and make our communities to fear God. On Tuesday, I declared the judgment of God upon those who will not let us rest. A young lady testified in the first service that while that declaration was on, she came under power. And she knew if she was in the church, she would have been under the anointing where she was. And she heard news from the village that grandmother, who was always exchanging people with her life, anytime she fell sick and she was about to die, a younger person will become sick. That one will die and she will stand up. Every day for the thief, one day for the owner. But that day she couldn't stand up while the judgment was on. And she asked them, when did this thing happen to her? He said, on Tuesday afternoon, as the judgment was going on, the woman came under fire there, died and could not resurrect. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. God will make our nation to fear him. He will make you to fear him. He will make those who know you to fear him. Because he's about to release some things. The fourth thing that makes the fear of God to thrive is the wonders of God. Exodus 15:11. Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Wherever wonders abound, fearful things manifest. Fearful things manifest. Let the people praise the O God. Let all the people, Psalm 67 verse 3, then shall the earth yield her increase. God shall bless you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield thy increase. And God, even our God, shall bless us until the ends of the earth fears him. There are wonders that God does among us that cause nations to fear him. He's about to do the same in your life. Beloved, I welcome you to a season of the fear of God that will guarantee successful journey through this world and eternity with God in heaven. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Jesus. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Lift up your right hand. Shut up.
In the cross, be my glory.
Anyone coming now can wait for the third service.
Church soul shall find rest beyond the reach. In the cross, holy, my God, rest beyond the reach in the cross. One more time. Be my glory till my righteous soul shall find rest beyond. Be my rock.
Heal my wretched soul, shall find rest beyond the river. Lift your hands high. It's a divine encounter. Lift the hands high. It's a divine encounter happening. The encounter that is bringing you out of every cage and every prison where the enemy kept you. The encounter that is killing those serpentine spirits. Spirits of impersonation. Masquerade devils. The spirit of bondage and addiction. The divine encounter that is bringing you out of sickness, out of affliction, out of pain. Pain at the back and pain at the spine. Setting you free from that breast condition. Lift your hands high. And at the count of three, you scream, I receive. And place the hand on your head. Father, let this encounter happen. Give us a change of story. Now. One. The count of three, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. One. Two. And three. Receive. 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 Receive! Receive! I thank you, Lord. Lord, I give you thanks. Thank you, Lord. I give you thanks. Thank you, Lord. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. Thank you, Lord. We give you thanks. We give you thanks, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you thanks. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Be thou glorified. Let me give a call sharply first for everyone here today. Saying to me, Pastor, I have heard about the fear of God and I need the grace and the help to fear God like never before. I want you to pray for me. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and come forward. Take your seat, everybody. Quickly. I want to be saved. I want my sins forgiven. I want to walk and live in the fear of God. Quickly, I'll give you the count of 10. Whether you're on the ground floor or the gallery, run to the front and let's pray for you.
For all you have done, we give you thanks, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you thanks. For all you have done, we give you thanks, O Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Right. One.
For the things you come for me, we bring thanks to you, our God. For all you have done for us, we bring thanks to you, our God. Anywhere you are, you are bound by an addiction, and you want that chain of addiction broken, come forward quickly and let's receive you. Quickly, tobacco, alcohol, marijuana, cocaine, whatever it is. I bring thanks to you. Keep coming quickly. I bring you thanks. I bring you thanks.
Thank you, Master. Place your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender myself to you. I ask that you help me to live a life of righteousness. Deliver me from the power of sin. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken and the grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.